My wife, Amy, and I are sitting outside our favorite restaurant waiting to be called for brunch. Now, as we enter, you'll hear something that G.K. Chesterton, the great British journalist and grump, called the worst feature of modern life. He called it monstrous and ominous and said it indicated moral chaos.
Amy, party of two. Table's not available for Amy, party of two, please.
That's us. Listen carefully as we enter, and you'll hear Chesterton's nemesis. There it is, a Muzak version of Simon and Garfunkel's Feeling Groovy. Chesterton's moral chaos was music that was piped in while eating at a restaurant. Yet to me, this is Muzak to my ears, because it's the work of a fellow engineer, George Squire. To invent Muzak, Squire fused in the 1920s long-distance telephone service and radio technology. He invented a way to broadcast radio signals down a telephone line, but let the telephone call still take place, something called carrier transmission. To capitalize on his invention, Squire created wired radio, a nationwide broadcast of music and public service announcements. Squire used one central station to create his broadcasts, then transmitted them via phone lines across the nation to his stations, which broadcast them locally. He charged customers 11 cents a day for the service, yet Squire's company nearly failed. When he patented his invention, he chose to allow any U.S. citizen to use it. And this led AT&T, which dominated the phone lines, use the technology to help others compete with Squire's wired radio. To overcome his rivals, Squire invented a brand name for his broadcasts. He combined the word music with the most popular trade name of the time, Kodak, to come up with Muzak, M-U-Z-A-K. Squire thought of Muzak as a mix of news and dance music, and when he retired, his successor, a Wall Street banker, changed the format. The banker learned that Westinghouse and General Electric used music to increase their workers' output. So he repackaged Muzak to be piped into factories and eventually into every nook and cranny in America. Muzak was even played in the Apollo 13 space module during its time of troubles. Today, Muzak is still around with 80 million listeners. And what of Major George Squire's method of putting two signals down a single wire, that carrier transmission? Well, in addition to the music I hear right now, it's also used today to bring 500 television channels into your house on a single cable. I'm Bill Hammack.